that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now
Acts 2, verses 1 through 4 says that when the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place, and suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. And they saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Acts 2, verses 14 through 18 says that Peter stood up with the 11 and raised his voice and addressed the crowd, saying, "Fellow Jews and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These people are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No, this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy." And the scripture teaches us in Acts 4:31 that after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. We speak the word of God boldly today. We lift up the presence and the power and the anointing of Spirit expressing as each one of us. We release our differences today. We release our concerns today. We release our worries today. We release our frustrations today. We release our sicknesses today. We release the appearance of being distraught. We release every care and every concern. We release those burdens from yesterday, and we surrender to the fullness and the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit expressing in each and every one of us. How awesome it is to be the temple of the living God. How wonderful it is to radiate the love, the light, and the peace of Spirit. How wonderful it is to feel that fresh anointing of Spirit informing us and teaching us and guiding us and leading us. We allow ourselves to release everything that we have brought to this moment, every situation, every circumstance, every experience of the past. And in this moment, we put on the new self. And we allow this new self to be filled with that fresh anointing of God that we call holy, that we call spirit, that we call favor, that we call truth, that we call here and now. In this here and now moment, we breathe a new breath of enlightenment. In this here and now moment, we walk the water of a new presence of faith. In this here and now moment, we stretch outside of our boxes of containment, outside our boxes of resistance, outside our boxes of yesterday, and we step freely into a new space outside of the comfort zone of who we used to be, and we allow ourselves to wear that fresh anointing of all that the Holy Spirit is, the Holy Spirit that leads us, the Holy Spirit that guides us, the Holy Spirit that teaches us how grateful we are to be lifted in the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit today. We allow ourselves to be blessed by its grace, to be led by its truth, to be blessed by its favor. We open up our minds, hearts, and souls to the full power of the Holy Spirit this day. And we know that it is guiding us. And so we here and now are receptive to that guidance. We here and now are receptive to its blessings. We here and now are receptive to its truth. We open our awareness here and now, and we breathe in its energy. We breathe in its light. We breathe in its joy. We breathe in its peace. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. In John 15:26 says that when the Advocate comes, who I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, the Spirit of truth will testify about me. The scripture says in Mark 13:11, do not even worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking. It is the Holy Spirit. And how is that? Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19, do you not know, beloved, that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. How wonderful it is to realize today that we live, move, and have our beings in temples of spirit, of Holy Spirit. And in this Holy Spirit, we are lifted up with so much power and so much joy, so much grace, that we have the power like Daniel to emerge from a lion's den unscathed, that we have the power of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to merge and to move through the flames, unburned, that we have the presence and the power that Jesus had when he walked the water of faith, that same presence and power that he had when he demonstrated all of those fish and all of those loaves, the presence of abundance in our lives, that we have the presence and the power and the strength of Daniel, who was able to kill Goliath with a single shot, a single rock from a slingshot, that we have the presence and the power and the full anointing of spirit to move through the appearances of life, to move through this world freshly anointed and wholly protected by the strength, the faith, and the power of God. We wear this fresh anointing today. We are lifted in its love, its light, its peace, and its glory today. We are guided by it, and we are able to release whatever has gone forth yesterday and emerge into the fullness of the presence of Spirit today. In this instant, in this moment, in this wonderful revelation of the pure power of God, in this awesome potential, in these infinite possibilities, we see ourselves as strong. We see ourselves as beautiful. We see ourselves as wise. We see ourselves filled with the divine order of spirit. We see ourselves wearing the blessing of God's good. We see ourselves anointing and giving favor and love and power and strength as a living vehicle of all of God's good. We see ourselves blessing and blessing and blessing and blessing others without ceasing. We see ourselves being that blessing in our workplaces. We see ourselves being that blessing to our colleagues. We see ourselves being that blessing to the love, the light, the strength, the power, the grace, and the mercy of spirit wherever we are. We see ourselves being that divine and wonderful blessing to our bodies as they radiate the strength, the power, the grace, and the beauty of all that spirit is. We see ourselves being the presence and the power of God as we move through strangers, as we move through the streets, as we move through our divine order of being right where we are when we are supposed to be there. We see ourselves lifting up the infinite opportunities of all that spirit is. We know that we wear the blessing and we demonstrate that blessing wherever we go, wherever we sit, wherever we stand. Always guiding, always teaching, and always fulfilling us. And so it is, beloved. So let it be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.